blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, we are his workmanship. And come, this man is the workmanship of God. Are you hearing me? And God put a warranty on this guy. God's convinced. He can do anything. God said so. God said, with you, nothing is impossible. He said, this is devil proof. Come on, somebody. He looked at him round about. He said, this is poverty proof. Oh, glory to God. My. To do is study about it, learn about it. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down one more time. Wow. See, God made you, he put his stamp of approval on you. Before you came to this world, God was already sure and he satisfied it that you were a success. Then he said, go into the world and win. And here you are, ready to win. No manufacturer ever sent out his product with a stamp of failure. No manufacturer ever sent out his product with a warranty to fail. Are you hearing me? Why would God do that? I know who I am. I'm a success. I can do all things. That's what Paul found out. He said, I can do. Go with a God. Woo! Ha ha ha. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, I said, for you to function in the Lordship of Christ Jesus, the first thing you got to learn is the Lordship of the Word of God. And it's called the Word of His Grace, which is able to build you up. The Lordship of the Word of God is so important because, you see, you fellowship with the Word. How do you fellowship with the Word? As you study the Word, You talk back to the word. My. You study the word. He says, I can do all things through Christ. Then you say, yes, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, I told you a long time ago to notice that he didn't say through Christ who strengtheneth me. He said through Christ which strengtheneth me. And there's a reason he said through Christ which strengtheneth me. Because he was not talking about the person of Christ. He was talking about the anointing of Christ. That's why he said through Christ which energizes. He's talking about the anointing of Christ which energizes me. Which strengtheneth me. The anointing. The anointing. The anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you fellowship with the word. You talk the word. You're in your room, not only reading it, you begin to mutter it. He says, meditate upon these things. That means talk them under your voice. Then it says, talk them back to yourself. Then it says, talk them to God. Then you begin to shout it. But you're all alone. If you can shout it in your room, one of these days you're going to shout it on housetops. Are you hearing me? All things work together for good. And you're alone inside your room. All things work together for good. That means all things are functioning together. They are cooperating for my good. All things work together, function together. Nothing is against me. Nothing. All things work together for good. To them that love God. And I love God. He's talking about me. I love God. The word is talking about me. He says, all things work together for good to them that love God. And that means me, because I know that I love God. Therefore, all things work together for good to me. It's working for my good. Somebody said, I hate you. That is a glory. It's working for my good. Pastor Chris, I just don't like you. Woo, thank you, Jesus. It's working for my good. See, I cannot be disadvantaged. It's working for my good. All things work together. Function together. They are taking their place. Do you understand? They are all cooperating together for good to them that love God. That means me. He's talking about me. I said he's talking about me. The word is talking about me. All things work together for good. That means for my advantage. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, I'm fellowshipping the word. Now, I said, I've got to tell you something. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. The word, now he didn't say, I commend you to God and to the word which is able to build you up. He didn't say that. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Do you understand what I'm talking about, brother? Instruction in righteousness. That means it's an instruction manual. Better find out exactly what it says, because it's given you instructions for the righteous life. It's called the life of righteousness. He says, instruction in righteousness, in the life of righteousness. What does it mean by the life of righteousness? It means the God life. You understand? It's a life of success, prosperity, and victory. Now listen again. He says, I commend you, Acts chapter 20, verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Now, remember, he said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Then John lets us know something very vital. When you study in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1, from verse 14, he says, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. John says, and we beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, and you act your faith, we teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen. Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw.
That's right.
I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay. Y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Oh, the more. Just go behind the ladies here. Stand there.
Mm-hmm.
definitely you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out! Out!
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
He said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Then John lets us know something very vital. When you study in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1, from verse 14, he says, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. John says, and we beheld His glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Joshua didn't see that, brother. Moses didn't see that. You know what happened? Let me tell you something about Moses. One day, Moses, after he had walked with God so long, he said, oh God, show me your glory. Show me your glory. Because he read the law. He didn't see the glory in that law, but the glory came upon him. He saw the life. He saw that glory, but all he saw was just the light of God. He hadn't seen something about the glory of God. It's called the greater glory. I don't have that time tonight, but it's called the greater glory. That's what Moses wanted to see. You know, the Bible says that Jesus performed the first miracle in Cana of Galilee, where he turned water into wine and there manifested for his glory. All right? That's not the big glory. Turning water to wine is not all of the glory of God. He actually said to the disciples, you're going to see greater things. See, there is a greater glory. And that's what Moses wanted to see. Because when the law came to Moses, the glory of God came on him. So much so that the Jews ran away from him as he came down the mountain. But that was a little glory. So he said, oh God, show me your glory. I want to see the big thing. Show me your glory. And God said, Moses, you want to see something big? He said, you die. You die. He said, Lord, nevertheless, show me your glory. God said, all right, here's what I'm going to do. You can't see my face. You see my face, boy, you roast. He said, all right. So he said, Lord, just show me your glory. God said, all right. I'm going to hide you somewhere in pass. You know what he said? He said, I'm going to let my goodness pass. He said, I'll let my goodness pass. Then you will see my hind part. Why didn't Moses see the face of God? Because he couldn't. Why? Those who walk in the law cannot see the glory of God. He could not see the goodness of God. That's the big thing about God. The trouble is that when that thing shows up, it's not what you thought. Do you understand? Why didn't he show it to Moses? Because if Moses saw it, he'll die. Why would he die? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Not because he'll be consumed by the fierceness of God. He'll be consumed by how small he would think God is. Oh. When he saw the lightnings and the thunderings, he said, God is great. When God stepped on Mount Sinai, the Bible says he's burnt with flames. With the breath of his nostrils. There was a blast in the Red Sea. It split wide open. Now you think, if we saw God, there'll be so much fire. Boy, we saw God. Moses said, show me your glory. God said, I'll let my goodness pass. Now show you my hand pass. He said, all right. And then the Lord passed by. Now listen. Listen to what John said. We beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality, full of grace. Hey, I feel like he said, we beheld his glory, full of grace, full of grace. What is grace? Grace is the awesome beauty of God. Grace is the goodness and the kindness of God. Grace is the loving tenderness of God. Far removed from wickedness and falsehood. Far removed from everything that damns. Far removed from every darkness. Grace is the beauty of God. Oh, grace, grace, grace. He said, we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality. Then he said, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. In the 17th verse, he looked down. He said, surely, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law condemns. The law brings a fire of God. The law is harsh, yet the law is righteous. But the Bible says the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. As great as the law was, the Bible says, not a law could give life. The law itself was life, but could not give life. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth, truth. So the God that Moses revealed was not the true revelation of the nature of God. No wonder the people knew the acts of God. He says Moses knew the ways of God, but could not communicate the ways of God. Then came Jesus. He says, grace and truth. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. Who is God? Never in the Old Testament did they know that God was love. They didn't know that. But over in the New Testament, John cries out, God is love. Now he says, I commend you to God, not to the word of the law, which is able to kill you. But do you know that's what a lot of Christians are preaching? The word of the law. The word of his judgment. They're not preaching the word of his grace. Grace means I'm accepted of him. Grace means I'm so blessed, I could never spend the blessing. Grace means I am connected to him. Grace means I have been made rich. He says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that he through his poverty might become rich. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How shall we escape? How will you escape the damnation of hell without grace as great as this? Where a man is accepted without his works. How will you escape?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0346 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.